This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time for George Meany to give us a couple of headlines in motoring. I was wondering if you were even coming, George. I started getting a little concerned.
Yeah, no, I was too.
Were you in traffic?
Frickin' hell. You have no idea. Well, it's good for business, I suppose.
Well, it's your business, yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The more cars there are on the roads, the better for the
better.
Economy.
Yeah, but it was all Marlboro Drive off-ramp. Jesus. Yeah, they were holding up the bloody place.
All right.
But anyway.
What have we got today?
So, did you know that Standard Insurance doesn't cover riots? So all of these riots going on and...
Moy River.
Standard Insurance doesn't cover your car getting damaged through a riot. So there is a government insurance called SASRI. You've probably heard of it.
Yes.
SASRI Insurance. It's the only insurance that covers riot damage.
So we should all take some of that out.
You should check that you got it. Because these things are happening more frequently.
Yeah, and then looting and fires and tires in the road. And
the actual clause says, this policy does not cover the loss or damage to property related to or caused by civil commotion, labor disturbances, riot, strike, lockout, or public disorder, or any act or activity which is calculated or directed to bring about any of the foregoing. That's what every insurance contract has.
So that's pretty much every day in South Africa. It's quite scary.
So go and check that you have SASRIA cover, because SASRIA cover is important.
SASRIA. Who would ever have thought? Bloody hell, we're not covered by that?
No.
Huh.
No. No insurance company covers
riots. So if you find
yourself
in a service delivery protest and your car gets damaged.
Unless you have SASRIA, you're not covered.
Jesus. Okay, that's a very big deal.
It is a big deal. It is an absolutely big deal. And I believe there's rioting in Eldorado Park this morning again. So, don't get your car damaged unless you've checked your SASRIA cover.
Well, yeah. Go and live in New Zealand. They never protest about anything because they don't care. Like, they could die tomorrow and they'd be just as happy. All right, what else?
Ever heard of the term holy cow?
Yes, sacred cow, holy cow.
Sacred cow, holy cow. Well, there's a holy Lamborghini.
What do you mean?
The Pope got given a Lamborghini Hurricane and proceeded not to drive it. So this car is going on auction in the name of charity on May the 12th. Near to the Monaco Grand Prix. And the last time, which was last year, there were some 409 million rands spent on exotic metal Monaco. So this car is signed by Pope Francis himself.
Yeah.
And is estimated to go on auction for between 3.8 and 5.3 million rand at or around the Monaco Grand Prix on May the 12th. And he will take the money, and he's donating it to a quartet of charities that he believes in.
Wow, I'd love to see the Pope drive that car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be fun to see him drive around in that dress of his?
Is it bulletproof?
Yeah, doesn't but it? I mean, you know what? There's that old joke about the Pope who gets picked up, and his driver says to him, "Morning, Your Holiness," and he says, "Oh, are we going to the Vatican?" And he says, "Yes, Your Holiness." He says, "Oh, can I drive this morning?" The driver says, "All right. But, please stick to the speed limit." So they're driving down the highway and the Pope floors it because he's obviously in a fast Pope mobile. And he gets pulled over by the police. And the policeman, as he winds down the window, takes one look and goes, "Oh, Your Holiness, I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to stop you." And the other policeman calls this policeman over and goes, "Well, what the hell? You pulled that guy over and then you just let him go." He says, "Look, I don't know who was in the back of that car, but the Pope's his driver. I'm not going to find that guy." Right. So that's the story there.
Probably Thor.
Hey, have you seen Infinity War yet?
Yeah, I think
you've seen it?
Yes, I have. I think I have.
Gee, you would know if you had.
Yeah, no. I watched. I've been the last 3 weeks. I've been watching all of the Thors because I missed some of them.
Okay, no, you haven't seen it yet.
So I probably haven't.
It's now.
Oh, is it now? No, then yeah. I haven't seen it. I watched. I think the second to last one.
I am so excited about this movie, but I digress.
Okay, so the Stig, you know the Stig, right?
He's a guy from Top Gear.
Yeah, he wears a helmet.
Weren't there a bunch of different Stigs?
Yeah, I don't think there was this. I don't think the same guy wore that helmet all the time.
And does anyone care since Clarkson, May, and Hammond are off the show?
Oh, did he not make it to the revamp? Oh, whoopsie. Well,
he belongs to the Top Gear idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's happened there?
He took a modified tractor. Mm-hmm. The Top Gear peeps.
Yes.
Took a modified tractor and broke a Guinness World Record at 140 kilometers an hour in the tractor.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Previous record was 128 kilometers per hour. This tractor sports a 5.7-liter Chevrolet V8 engine.
Wow.
They had to modify everything from the tractor's wheels to its brakes, because most tractors only have brakes on the back wheels. And although this tractor is modified to do 140 kilometers an hour, it's still fitted with a rack for Wellingtons and a garden spade.
Yeah, but it looks like a very souped up special tractor. It doesn't look like one of those shitty John Deere's.
It's even got a wing on the back.
Oh, it's impressive.
Jeez.
All right.
So that's it.
That's not bad. 148 kilometers an hour.
140 kilometers an hour. 128 was the previous record.
Jeez. Not bad. For a tractor, that's pretty damn fast, yeah. It's not great for plowing the lands.
Well, yeah, what do you do? Do you show off to your neighbors? Like, hey, coming to visit you. We're going to have some pie.
I know people in Boetaville who would really like a fast tractor.
They see me rolling.
Yeah,
exactly. Hating.
Right. Okay, George. Lots to talk about. And we got a fresh episode of Auto Central up for you on CliffCentral.com. You can go and take a look at that.
This is CliffCentral.com.